I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Are you on board with the Bears winning at Washington on Sunday, coming off their bye week? What storyline will we be discussing come Monday morning? Can you please supply a score as well?
Yes, I do think the Bears will take care of business and make good use of the bye week, where they are rested physically, mentally, and recharged and ready to begin or continue their ascent. On Monday morning, we will be talking about a Bears team that took advantage of the opportunity in Washington, D.C. Defense travels well. So does the running game. Maybe they lean into both. Caleb Williams returns home. We'll be talking about how he took advantage of that and pushed the ball down the field. I think the secret to their slow starts could be being more aggressive in the first quarter. They seem very tentative. They seem very conservative. And they have too many three and outs. They've only scored 10 points in the first quarter this year. That's terrible. So the best unit on the field on Sunday will be the Bears' defense. The second best unit could be the Commanders' offensive line. That's going to be a good matchup. I think the Commanders will run the football, move the chains. It'll be a close game, but I think the Bears will have some sort of takeaway that makes an impact. A short field will result in a red zone touchdown, and it will be Bears 27, Commanders 23.
27-23, okay. I've got the Bears winning 24-20. I believe that Bears defense can keep that streak of keeping teams right around 20 points or less. And I think what we're going to come in here talking about on Monday is Caleb Williams showing the nation why he was the right pick at number one and why Jaden Daniels was not.
Like it.
Yeah. Okay, I also am taking a 24-20 score, so we have that in common. But I am going to go with the Washington Commanders in this game. I think that the Bears are bad on the road under their head coach, Matt Eberflus, and there are a couple of things I don't like about the game, not the least of which is if Jaden Daniels plays. If Daniels doesn't play, I might rescind this. And I am perfect thus far this season, so I should be allowed to.
At rescinding?
Rescind it. And I may change my mind anyway by Sunday, monitor the pregame show. But I think at this point, especially given the two of you taking the Bears, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go 24-20. I'm going to take Washington at home. I think they've been probably better than we have talked about or that we understand. And I think that that it's just going to be one of these games where we come in here on Monday and we talk about, we're back to sort of this, you know, Bears had this perfect chance to equal the record of the Vikings and now they're chasing things again. And we're back into a little bit of a panic mode. It's hard to win four games in a row. And the Bears have won three in a row, but who have they beaten? And they're stepping up in class a little bit, and they're doing so on the road. I just don't like the Bears on the road. I was really wondering if I might have gone against them in London if it hadn't been a neutral site. I just worry. What are they, 3-16 in their last 19 road games, something like that? I just worry about that element. And I have no problem with Caleb Williams. I wish that I felt better about their run game and their run defense.
Did you say you picked them because we picked the Bears?
No.
Did I hear that part of it?
If I did, that only aids my pick.
He did say that.
Yeah. Okay, because you go opposite what we
picked? I always go opposite your picks.
I just wondered if I heard that correctly. So essentially, hear what I have to say opposite.
I have the advantage of going third, and then rather than jumping on the bandwagon with everyone,
I think it's fascinating that had you gone first,
the public,
you would have picked the Bears.
I may have.
I'd love it.
I don't really make my pick.
You reserve the right to rescind, though.
Until I listen to what people say about it, and then I think, man, I'm going the other way. That's I'm very happy with that pick.
You know, it's going to be a close game, I think, and that both teams are very
similar.
It's going to
be closer than you think.
Yes.
And I think being on the road harms the Bears, frankly. I just think that they're a weird team that way.
What's cool about this matchup, though, is besides the 1-2 and, you know, Caleb versus Jaden, if that happens, first time that two very proud franchises have played against each other with winning records.
Oh,
at the same time since 1991.
And the reason for that is exactly the reason we want to watch the game is for the quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember back in the day, I mean, long time ago, when Brett Favre was the quarterback in Green Bay, they used to put out the media guide would have a list of quarterbacks who played for different teams during the Favre Iron Man streak. And the number one team was always Washington, followed by the Bears.
Yep.
They went through hundreds of quarterbacks low those many years. There were many funny things about that era in Green Bay, the way that they put together their media guide. They would include all the birthdays of all the kids of the players, and oftentimes they would have, like, you know, two kids born in the same year. It was like a very funny thing that they would include. They weren't twins. So that, what does that tell you? But we used to joke about that in the meeting room, and then we would sit there and read the quarterback list, and we would go through all the Bears quarterbacks. Everybody would come up with different comments about each player. It's pretty incredible how many quarterbacks the Bears were going through.
Yep.
3-4 quarterbacks a year in those days, as were the Commanders. So they're two proud franchises now have proud quarterbacks. Pretty good stuff.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.